100 DJs.
Thank you.
Lil Alley, French stripes, trout clothes, I'm in mansion, Friday night, can't sip too much, I might have to catch a flight.
On Donald Trump,
I got a trap on every block.
All my niggas working.
I'm the young Donald Trump.
I swear.
I got a trap on every block.
All my niggas working. What you gonna do? Who you gonna do? What you gonna do? You get
bananas. I got $1 million in my vision. Fuck a nigga about my issue, well that's how I'm living. Baby mama bitchin', trigger finger itching. Everybody killers, pills got these young niggas trippin'. I got $1 million in my vision. Fuck a nigga about my issue, well that's how I'm living. Baby mama bitchin', trigger finger itching. Everybody killers, pills got these young niggas trippin'.
Team bigger ranking music in the building.
I got $1 million in my vision. Fuck a nigga about my issue, well that's how I'm living. Baby mama bitchin'.
Captain Fabricino.
Hey, that's my Cali.
Yo, yo, Captain Fabricino.
Yeah.
Lord.
Shit and pain, man.
Help us, Lord.
That come with time, though, right? You niggas ain't playing by the rules no more, man.
DJ Scream.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the streets.
Man, shit, yo.
No glow needed. Just a smile in her birthday zoo. My other bitch, she go hard, a freshman at Claw. She play a part, she got dumb head, but she super smart. Make a nigga fall in love, so keep up your guard. Noodle in the day in Magic City at the door. The next bitch, she was Hellman. Yellow bone, she super thick, she go to Spellman. Rollo bros and retro ones, that BB dressing. Bridget shot, text to let me know she miss me. Yo, Captain Fabricino. Yo, Captain Fabricino. Yo, Captain Fabricino.
Hey, that's my Cali.
Hey, the baddest Cali bitch in the world. In the world. The baddest Cali bitch in the world.
Whatever.
All right, homie. Keep it alive. You ready?
Ha.
I said we give it to the night. Ready?
Yeah, we ready.
All right, stand by.
Ass over, but I had to grab it. Cute face, slim waist, go to Gremlin Bay. Take a flight to Atlanta, work it DOA. Gotta get it, this mate, trying to graduate. Every morning, gotta get it, trying to make a play. He ain't even got no money, fuck about a pay. College bitch, turning up all around the way. He ain't even got no money, fuck about a pay. College bitch, turning up all around the way. Yo, Captain Fabricino. Yo, Captain Fabricino. Yo, Captain Fabricino.
Hey, that's my Cali.
The baddest Cali bitch in the world. 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 The baddest college bitch in the world. The baddest college bitch in the world.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
You know what it is.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
What's happening, man? K100 Radio, man. We live right now, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100Radio. Hit us up, man. We live on the TuneIn app. Of course, we live on iTunes Radio. All right? Get ready to be live on Windows Media Radio. Y'all look for that. That's real big. Lots of people listening to that every day, man. But right now, we're going to take a pause for the call. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? I got one of the hardest working and one of the best known indie, true independent artists that's out here left in the game, man, is really doing their thing, man. Welcome to the show, the homie Tom G on the line. What's happening with you, homie?
What up, big homie? What's going on? K100 Radio, man. You already know what it is, Tom G, man. Straight from the 813 Florida's finest, my nigga. You already know what it is, man. What's good, big dog?
Man, I'm good, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. I appreciate you just chilling out with us, man, and having a conversation, man. We're going to talk about some real shit to cover a whole lot of shit, man. You feel me? Projects that you got going on, you know what I'm saying? And just everything, man, about your career, about your grind and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
straight
just,
up.
Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to welcome you to the show. You know what I'm saying? Let me fade the background music in a little bit so I can hear you a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
George McGabb of the hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Let's get it. So I want to welcome everybody to K100 Radio, man. This is what we call our direct line artist interview. And right now, like I just told you, we got the homie Tom G calling in on the check-in, man, rocking with us, man. Team Big Ranking, Cool Running DJs, everybody, man. Shouts out to the homie DJ Chill Will. He just gave y'all a dope mix and a great mix show intro right into this segue for this live interview with Tom G. So first of all, homie, man, I want to make sure that everybody, because I know a lot of people are listening to this show and a lot of people, you know, already know who you are. But then again, some may not. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I know, I really feel like you one of the most popular just dudes that never had a real major deal that I probably ever met. And really, and I know that in the South, you big, and I don't know how big you are really up top and out west, but with this being internet radio, we got people listening all over the world and all over the country. So I want them to really understand seriously how big your independent grind is, being the fact that you don't have a major deal and you never have. But you've had pretty much major radio play, major big videos, big mixtapes, doing big numbers. You get big money for shows. First of all, I want to ask you, how did you pull that off? How did you get to where you at right now as an independent artist?
Pretty much just, you know what I'm saying, first off, you know what I'm saying, just through prayer and perseverance, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my whole mission, you know, was like, you know, shout out to Boosie, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw them boys, you know, Trill Entertainment do their thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I set my tone after that, you know what I'm saying? No Limit, you know what I'm saying? Cash Money before the deals, like, all these niggas that I'm naming. I'm talking about niggas that was, like, doing their thing, selling units, and, you know what I'm saying? You know, this was even before the internet, but these niggas was doing their thing before they deals. And I kind of set my grind out after that, and, you know, so for the last 3 years or whatever, that's what we've been, like, really focusing on. We've been really focusing on, you know, locking the streets up buzz-wise, locking the DJs up buzz-wise and record-wise, and just creating revenue through shows, you know what I'm saying, on our own, you know what I'm saying? Cause at the end of the day, when a major step to you, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, if you do take a major deal, you know what I'm saying, if you do even consider a major deal, it needs to be something that's, you know, that's wild, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of deals that's on the table that a lot of niggas got. Like, I know a lot of niggas that took deals, man. These niggas broke now, you feel me? So it's like I sat back and I watched that. I sat back and I saw that, and I'm like, damn. So, like I'm buying these niggas drinks in the club, and these niggas got deals, like, so I don't want to be like that, you feel me? So I'd rather just take the independent route and just, you know what I'm saying, make my situation the best situation it can be, you feel me?
I understand that. And I really do applaud you on that And you, this is the thing about it. You said that, and you made it sound so easy. You made it, because this is the thing. Since I'm a Florida boy, and I don't know if you know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know when we met, you know, you met me knowing me, K100 Radio and everything, but, you know, I'm born and raised in Florida. I'm from Panama City. I'm 850 nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
okay,
that's my home state. You know what I'm saying? So understand that I know about your grind more than the average person, more than most people up here, even in Atlanta, and more than most people, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be listening to this conversation because I was born and raised in the home state. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So what you did from way, way, way before you was known. You know, like, bigger than what you are right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you said that, but the thing about it is you made it sound so easy. You said it, and I know what you did, but you made it sound so easy because the thing about it is I don't think they recognize how long artists like you been doing it. That's the whole thing because you know how it is when somebody see you at the top. By the time they see you and you got that presence, and you've been doing that shit years and years, and that's what I try to explain to artists, man. this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. You know what I'm saying? So I just want people to understand right. how long you've been at it, bro, independently. You know what I'm saying? Because it didn't happen for you overnight. I know for a fact.
Yeah, what's crazy about it is, like, by the time the world really catch up to the Tone G movement, it's going to be like they're going to think I'm a brand new artist.
Yeah.
And I'm far from that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, so, you know, when the world caught on to Rick Ross, they thought he was a brand new artist, but that man had been in the game 10 years plus, you feel me? So, you know, it just all come with the territory, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people that wasn't really there for your day one grind, they not gonna like, grasp that appreciation for what you really came from as far as, like, from the bottom. But, like, man, I've been in the game, like, 8.5, 9 years almost, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like most people don't know that. But that's because it's all about reinventing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about, like, you know what I'm saying, staying relevant. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just been just, like, busting my ass just trying to do that, just trying to stay, you know what I'm saying, like, relevant and reinventing myself. I just been busting my ass really just, you know what I mean, from that aspect of it. And I guess that just been keeping me afloat, you know, for this long, you know, thank God. So, you know, that's where we at with it, dog. Like, hell, I might switch up on their ass again in 2 years from now, but, you know, they're going to be like, damn, that boy been, you know, he been doing this thing for years, you feel me? And it's just a blessing that, like, you know, for you to even recognize that, for you to even say that, you know what I'm saying, live on the radio, that's just a blessing I know is recognized, you feel me?
Absolutely. So I want to ask you, I got a couple questions for you, and I got an affinity for the home state, man, you feel me? Like, I always try to show love to the artists. You know what I'm saying, that's coming out of Florida, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like is going to be really making some noise and on the threshold of doing something big. And so, with that being said, Florida is a unique state, you know what I'm saying? What people don't understand, and they're not from there, it really is a unique state. It's got multiple cities that are really pretty big, you know, even though it's most known for Miami, you know, you got all these other kind of cities that really got their own thing that's popping, you know what I'm saying? You got Duval, you got, you know what I'm saying, whether it be West Palm, whether it be Gainesville, whether it be up there Tallahassee and A50, Panama City, whatever. It's multiple cities, and Florida is a massive state, you know what I'm saying? And South Florida got their own sound. So for a long time, the South Florida sound of how the production was coming out of there, where it would be you, Papa Duck, whoever else, Trick, whoever else that came out of South Florida, it was a unique South Florida sound that you had. But I noticed lately that you've changed it up a little bit, and your sound, you still got the Florida swag, but your choice in production and everything is changing right now, what you're deciding to flow on. You know, did that come about because you just felt like that sound that you had was kind of keeping you isolated into a local or a statewide audience and you wanted to expand, or is it just that you just felt like switching it up, like you said?
Well, you know, I say that I did come to a point where, you know what I'm saying, I had, like, big records in the state, you know what I'm saying, but the rest of the you know what I'm saying, getting the proper recognition, so to speak, the recognition that it was getting in the state outside of the area. But people that would be from outside of the area would hear the songs and then still vibe to them and be like, damn, dog, y'all need to push that shit where I'm from, that shit can work where I'm from. And that's cool, too, you know what I'm saying? But in a nutshell, I would say that some of the production was kind of like, you know, stereotyping me and making me, you know, a Florida artist, so right. to speak. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of go ahead.
I know exactly what you're saying, because I tell you about what I thought about you a long time ago. It's you and a couple of the artists that I heard that were making noise out of my home state. I felt like that's exactly how I felt about you. I said, homie's nice. He's so nice that those beats sound like a South Florida artist, because he keeps choosing those particular production tracks to rap over. But I was listening to what right. he was saying, and the wordplay was like, he could be so much bigger if he just come out of that. And I see that you're doing it now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've heard the last couple of songs that you're doing. Like, see, now he probably, I'm not saying that you wouldn't have took off that other way. What I'm saying is, me listening to you because I think one of the main things that I want to make sure everybody gets about you is that whenever you want to, you go in lyrically. You pick and choose when you decide. You decide to do it whenever you. Sometimes you'll just murk a track lyrically. Sometimes you'll just go ahead and just turn up on them and keep it simple. And which is what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a DJ something not too complicated to spin. I understand and I get that. You know what I'm saying? But I've heard bars from you where you really go in. So I'm like, yeah, homie's nice. He's got flow, but he, you know, I felt like always as a person that just listening to music, I said, yeah, if he come up off of that and he stopped just rapping on them South Florida kind of style beats, he'll expand and get bigger. And I think right now, personally, I'm seeing that from you as an artist, and I'm hearing it, and it's helping you. That's my personal opinion about your music right here as of late. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's just an observation from me, just somebody who is a connoisseur of hip-hop and, you know, a fan of the artist that's coming out of the home state. Now, speaking of that, I'll go ahead and move along. When it comes to the game right now, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I know you said earlier that you're not interested in taking the deal with you want to go the independent route or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of back and forth about how real a rapper needs to be. You know what I'm saying? We've had artists from other places, our state, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Who street credibility took hits, but they still made great music and they still are relevant. So I always ask artists this, especially artists that's on the threshold, like how I feel like you are. How real do you feel you have to be in your music, per se? Because everybody says my music is a reflection of me, but at the same time, I feel like hip-hop artists are held to an unfair advantage where they have to be so street to the point they can do something stupid to get themselves in trouble and fuck their career up. You know, they have to literally live word for word everything they say, which ends up getting a lot of people taken out of the game at the end of the day. And so with that being said, when it comes to your flow, do you feel like everything that you say has to be 100% something that you live? Or do you feel like it's okay to say something and be creative as long as it sounds nice musically and sonically? What do you feel about that?
Well, you know, music is an expression of life. Music is, it's supposed to reflect on what really go on. Like me personally, everything that I speak on, everything that I say, it may not be something that I've done or something that, basically that I've done personally, but it is something that, you know, I've witnessed or something that somebody around me has witnessed or done. So, I mean, to a certain extent, if you're going to talk about it, you gotta be done witnessed it or, you know what I'm saying, be done it or something like, because don't nobody really want to, you know what I'm saying, nobody these days, you know, shit real out here. So it's like, ain't nobody really going for the okey-doke. So I feel like you have to be authentic about what you're talking about in some form. But I feel like stupid as he, the artist that, you know what I'm saying, feels like he got something to prove, you know what I'm saying, to make people feel like he's that real. You know what I'm saying? Like, because real talk, though, like, I just lost a couple partners, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't close to them, but, like, niggas died in my shit every day. Sunday, Easter Sunday at the park, you know what I'm saying? A nigga just got whacked. Two niggas just got whacked, and two people got injured. You feel me? So, like, when you hear me talk about shit like that, it's real. But at the same time, I don't glorify, and I don't feel like you have to be done went through that type of shit to be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you being yourself, dog, that's real to me. You know what I'm saying? If you being yourself and you not jumping outside of your character, claiming a lifestyle that you don't live, I look at you as a realer nigga than some of these niggas that, you know, that's rapping about this type of stuff that they do. You feel me?
Yes, I understand that. I'll applaud that. Now, that's a very important message. One other thing I want to make sure I holler at you about, because you got hella projects, hella mixtapes. What do you think right now about the state of the mixtape game? There's indications. I get all kind of little reports, and of course, you know, with me being a program director, I look at all kind. I read massively about the music industry and where it's going. Not just from, you know, world star hip hop or whatever. I'm talking about articles about where the actual music is going, where the money is being moved, what's trending, what's working, and what's not. And every indication to me says that the end of the mixtape era is near. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not, no one is making money hand over fist like they was off of the situation anymore. No one's making money off music, period. But it seems like companies, DJs, everybody is trying to gain control back over the music and make the music back profitable. I don't know if it'll ever get back how it was, but there's every indication that, you know, in some of the higher levels, they're trying to get rid of the mixtape game altogether and go back to the single format, and then make everything about streaming and digital sales. What do you think right now, being an artist who has a lot of mixtapes and everything, what do you feel about that?
Me being an artist with a lot of mixtapes, I feel like it should never die. I feel like it should never die. Maybe it will, you know what I'm saying? But as far as I'm concerned, on my end, it'll never die, and I'm pretty sure it's a million artists out there that feel just like me. Because at the end of the day, regardless of who's making money off of it, sometimes I can drop, like, half the time, dog, all the mixtapes I dropped, it wasn't even about money. It wasn't even about how many mixtapes I could sell. Before I even start thinking about, you know, that I could sell a CD, it wasn't even about that. It was about showing the world my art. It was about showing the people that I could reach what I can do. So I don't think that, that rule right there would ever be ruled out, you know what I'm saying? Because there's always going to be a point to prove. There's always going to be somebody that want to hear something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the art of hip-hop, dog. Like you can't categorize hip-hop with money. You know what I'm saying? Us as hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, the culture, we can never get away from that. So, like, I look at it as a flaw for the industry, and I see what they're doing. I understand what they're doing. Everything is a hustle. Everything is a million-dollar hustle. But at the end of the day, if you're a real artist, dog, if you're a real hip-hop culture, if you're a real hip-hop fan, I don't think that'll ever leave, dog. Like, mixtapes gonna live forever, for real, like, to sum it all up. You feel me?
So, at this point, you will concede, though, that if you're doing a mixtape, it's literally for promotional purposes only at this point.
Yeah, and also I can see like this. Like, okay, if we drop a mixtape, like, I can honestly see, like, okay, like, if I had a major deal and my constituents over at the label stepped to me and be like, okay, dog, we need to drop. It's cool if we drop a mixtape, but we won't call it that, and then we would still put it online for sale. That's still cool. But at the end of the day, you'll never be able to take that, like you'll never be able to leave the streets. Like I always said, like, dog, I want to hear Jay-Z do a Gangsta Grills. I may not never hear that. We may not never hear that, but I would love to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just the art, dog. It's the art. And real hip-hop fans and culturists, man, you could never get away from that.
I think that what's-the-name, that soundtrack he did was basically his version of a mixtape for the streets, for the movie that Denzel was in. I forgot. The name is escaping me right now. I'm having a block. But everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, that song that he did was so good on that one. You know,
talking about the Frank Lucas one. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? I'm just drawing a blank on the name of, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's kind of like the closest you're ever going to get to him doing a mixtape. But he might. You never know. Hov, he just does stuff, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of...
I would love to see Hov do a mixtape, kid. You feel me? Like, that'll, like, that right there, for me personally, would take him up notches in my book. I don't know about nobody else, but for me personally, like, to hear Hov go in with drama or bigger ranking or... You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that, dog, like, I'd be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I'd be feeling that. I really bumped that.
Okay.
So, opposed to him dropping another album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everybody who listens to K100 Radio knows that I'm a fan more so of albums than I am of mixtapes personally. You know, it's my personal preference. But if somebody does, if it's an artist like yourself who I know, they only pretty much drop mixtapes, and that's where you just got to get their music. And, of course, I'm checking for their mixtapes because that's just what they do. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I personally, you know, I've always been a person who enjoy albums, you know what I'm saying, more so than mixtapes. You know, when the mixtape era came along, I think the number one negative thing, mixtapes did have a lot of positive impact on the game because the mixtape game kind of coincided with the internet sensation, and it all came together for a long time, and it all made sense. You know what I'm saying? It all made sense for a while. But what happened was, I think, with mixtapes, it made a lot of what I would consider personally subpar artists feel like they can just drop a project and feel like they were ready. You know what I'm saying? And the saturation that came from mixtapes being so easy to actually produce, mass produce, does not make music. You still had to get your music right, but to mass produce a mixtape and all the mixtape sites, it made a lot of artists flood the game and a lot of really amateurs. You know what I'm saying? It was a discredit to people like you. I felt like. You know what I'm saying? Because you had so many guys just dropping shit and like, yo, and it would be garbage. It wasn't, you know, and I used to feel like with Tom, like with your project, I used to listen to him. I'm like, man, from my perspective, I used to always say, man, I wish you'd drop a fucking album. Like, I want to go, because, so you had music that was, your mixtapes was albums to me. They was good enough to go buy or give you money for them. You know what I'm saying? And then you got another guy right next to you on whatever site you was on, and he's completely garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
I don't even have this guy on the same platform as this guy. That was my hang up with mixtapes. You feel me? And having to weed them out like that and find the dope MCs who had really, you know, good mixtapes. Because even if a big name person hosted it, didn't necessarily mean it was gonna be hot at one point. Now, of course, not Gangsta Grills. You know, Drama's not gonna mess with no garbage. But you know, in your local circuits and your state circuits and your regional circuits, you just had everybody dropping mixtapes. And it was so much crazy garbage out there. It was like hard to find the dope guys. When I would come across guys like you, I would be like, yo, this nigga needs to drop an album because he's so dope. Like, the mixtape ain't doing him justice. That's how I used to feel about you. You know what I'm saying? Listening to your music, I was like, man, this nigga be riding. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's my own personal.
Right.
Everybody who listens to K100 Radio knows how I feel about, you know, the whole situation with mixtapes and via album versus albums. I used to like, I prefer albums per se personally. But then again, I'm not a person. I totally understand what you just said about mixtapes and about, it's like fucking breakdancing, nigga, and MC battles. It's a part of the culture now because it got too intertwined with the grind to just discredit it. So you can't discredit it at all and what it did for the game. So moving right along.
Right. So now what they're doing is they're trying to just rename it. What the industry is doing, they renaming the shit EP and they selling them.
Kind of sort of drop a DJ, pull a DJ on, or maybe leave a DJ on. I don't know, cause Fabulous. This fucking mixtape Fabulous got dog. Like that's what I be talking about. This is my thing about it, cause I'm trying to get off the mixtape thing, Tom G. I can't leave it right now, cause you know I got to go back and forth with you about it, cause like Fab right now. I think Fab got a mixtape out right now that's better than any fucking album he ever dropped. I've got out right now is the best music I ever heard from homie, literally. And it's like, why are you not selling this shit? You know what I'm saying? So I just be looking at like, yo, this is the best music this nigga ever made, and he got it on a mixtape. To me, it's kind of like crazy to me, but that's how he wanted to drop it. That's his project. But to me, it's like the best music Fab has ever made. I don't know if he did that because he was tired of the label bullshitting and shelving the music. So he said, fuck it, I'm going to put it on the mixtape because he want to get it out. And when it comes to those circumstances, I totally understand what an artist would do it. But so it's kind of crazy, man. But yeah, to me, when I hear a dope-ass mixtape, I'm like, damn, nigga could have sold it. I would have bought it. But you done gave it to me free. You know what I'm saying? So
Right.
I'll take on it. But I'll ask you this, though. And it's funny that you brought up Hova. I would have never thought that I don't necessarily guess what people like based on what kind of music they make. But who do you feel in the game? Because I was kind of surprised to hear that you say you would want to hear something from Hova. Who else do you think that's in the game is iconic? I feel like right now the game is really changing to get back and promote artists that are kind of more witty with the wordplay. We still got the guys that's just basically living off the 808s and living off the production. And that's the only reason why people are listening to that record. We still got a lot of those guys out here. But I think that they are trying to get back to signing and pushing a lot of artists who are good with the wordplay. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that? Do you think that it's kind of taking a turn right now?
I think the game is, from what I can see, how can I put this? You know, it's a lot of fly by night shit popping right now. But at the same time, the industry is getting back to, you know what I'm saying, like what's real. And maybe that does have something to do with, like you said, with the mixtape shit. They're trying to end it because they're trying to get back to what's real. Because the mixtape shit, like you said, is accessible to the world. You know what I mean? Like when Jeezy came out, you know what I'm saying? Like Jeezy is a respectable dope boy that came through and wrecked the game, he killed the game, but then after he did that shit, every nigga that sold dope felt like he could make a mixtape. And this nigga never rapped in his life. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. that was the whole thing with me, and that was the whole point, Tonji. That's why I was like, yo, man, I was just like, oh my God. I felt like Thug Motivation 101 was a hip-hop classic. for several reasons. It's not about, it was just authentic. You know what I'm saying? It was.
Right.
It was just, it came out and it was an authentic album, and he came out with his own thing, and I felt like it's a hip hop classic. You can, not Southern classic, a hip hop classic, because it was a game changer and it was just his own lane. But my thing about the whole thing was he did exactly that. And the thing about it is, you got with the Dope Boys, we're making a mixtape. You don't need permission from a program director to give you validation for radio play or whatever. You don't need all that stuff from DJs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? All you need to do is just have some money. You feel what I'm saying? All you need is to have some money. If you got some money, that's it. You can flood the game. Right at that point right now, you're the next biggest thing, because you gonna always trump the most talented artist who actually has real bars, real talent, and understands and makes great music. But you're going to come through. You're going to buy the VIP. You're going to cash out to the DJs in the strip club. You're going to tip stacks at the strip club. So all the strippers want to dance to your music, because when you come through, you know the game. This is the game. This is hip-hop music. And everybody understands and recognizes that this is how it works. And now we just had an influx of Dope Boys who felt like they want to be rappers. And some of them made it big. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? If I start naming names, the niggas gonna start beefing, and there's gonna be a problem. But everybody can pick and choose who they feel like fits that shoe. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, a lot of that happened. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was like, yo, this is why you can't just make it easy to make. You can't just give so much credit to certain kind of things, because once you do that, everybody feels like if it's just about the money, then hell, I could be a star too. And then we start getting payola on radios, and then we start getting the club DJs and everybody cashing out, which I'm going to ask you about that in a second. And all of a sudden, the game starts suffering as a whole, because it's a lot of really not good music that's popular. You know
exactly.
And, you know, we can blame whoever. We can blame DJ. We've had a million discussions on who can we blame, DJs, the consumer, because at the end of the day, if you don't dance to the shit in the club or turn up, the motherfucking DJ will stop playing it. But you keep turning up to it. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, we can be made to like whatever if we play it enough, you know. So at the end of the day, so that's just how I feel about it. But let me ask you about this, the DJ game. How do you feel about right now the state of the DJ? I've had numerous discussions about DJs on the show, and I really want to get your input. With you being in the position you are, but you still being street and you're still an indie, so, you know, your career is really, really, really intertwined with the DJs, and they show you love. But right now, we have a lot of quote-unquote superstar DJs, a lot of DJs who got DJs with record deals, and artists can't get record deals. The game is just kind of all kind of crazy to me. So what do you feel right now about the role of the DJ? Because a lot of artists feel like, man, the DJ's tripping now. Some of them be like, man, the DJ's just getting their just due because they got shitted on so much in the early 90s. What do you feel about the state of the DJ right now?
The state of the DJs. Okay. Salute to every DJ, you know what I'm saying, that's playing my records, first of all. If you ain't playing my records, then, you know, that's another story. But at the same time, as a whole, I really can't say that DJs are breaking, like, especially, like, in my area, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it used to be a time when you had 10 artists at a time that was popping in my area. Like, Tampa is a music mecca. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we always have been a music mecca. And it's kind of like the situation, like, shout out to my nigga Tay-Bay. He locked up right now. He was, like, one of the last ones that came through the pipeline of niggas that was, like, popping back to back to back to back. And it's like now that the game has switched up. You know, for the time being, the DJs are playing just like they playing what's being played at ATL. They playing what's popular in other areas. It used to be the state of Florida used to be full of gut-filled DJs, and I don't know what the reason was, whether they felt like they were shitted on or whether they felt like they was underappreciated or underrated. But, you know what I mean? Whatever the reason was, now that has caused, you know what I'm saying, an effect where they're not breaking records no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like how they really used to. Like, the state of Florida, no, I can't even tell you who, like, the new nigga, like, that's popping. Besides, it, like, the nigga Whoop, shout out to Whoop from Orlando. Like, that's the first nigga that I done seen come through the pipeline in a long time. And shit, he done, like, been came through the pipeline. Like, you would have been seen another nigga, you know what I'm saying, after Whoop by now. like it's just kind of like slow motion right now. It's like whatever the world's playing, that's what all the DJs playing right now. You feel me?
Right, right. It's not. They don't do wrist records anymore. And now this is okay. Here's my theory on that. And you, I like to get your opinion on it. I don't know. You know, so we may agree or disagree, but I still like to pick your brain on it while we're live on the air. Right now, you're listening to K100 Radio, www.chainlessentertainment.com. Make sure you go visit our website. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow our IG at K100_radio. Right now, we live with Tom G, one of the biggest independent artists in the South, really out of the state of Florida. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the 813. Now, I mean, shouts out to Tampa and his bitch. Now, I'm talking about shouts out to Florida. Bigger Ranking, Cool Running DJs, everybody that he's affiliated with. Shouts out to everybody over at Tampa Mystic, everybody over there, Kingpin, everybody over there, Cool Running. DJ Chill Will, who was doing his thing, killing the mix right before we got live. My homie 730. Everybody over there doing their thing, man, with Cool Running DJs. And everybody who's really helping break records and showing some love to the homie Tom G, like we are right now. I'm going to get back on point to the track right here. Okay, the DJs right now are not breaking records like Tom G says, and I can understand and feel him on that. The DJs have become more like radio right now, where it's pay to play, basically.
Right. Exactly.
Instead of playing what they know is hot or what they feel is hot and breaking a record that they believe in and that they generally like, they are now more prone to want to get paid to play. Now let me tell you something, Tom G. Since I started K1's Radio as just a talk segment. It's been 2 years since I started that, but I went 24/7. A year ago, I didn't realize what I was kind of getting myself into. I actually started this station out of frustration with the game, as being an independent artist and, you know, being from the South, and my music sounds nothing like Southern at all. You know what I'm saying? People think I'm from California, some shit, when I, you know, do my music, because I don't have a Southern dialect. I don't flow like I flow. I'm a hip hop artist, more or less, is what I'm saying. Hip hop. So with me coming out of Florida and me coming out of the South, it was always extra super hard to get any kind of recognition. I had to work hard, and I basically got more love from everywhere else but Florida, everywhere else but the South. That's what I went through as an artist, you know what I'm saying? So I started the station out of frustration to kind of just try to help create a brand and a platform to help artists like myself. Turns out it wasn't really just artists like myself. It was artists like you and anybody else. It had nothing to do with my style. It had to do with just the game in general. And I started realizing as I became a program director, and I had to start presenting myself in that light and start talking to other people, just how deep and serious payola has become in the game. Nobody. Listen, bro. Internet radio, DJs, coalition heads, I don't give a shit. Ain't nobody trying to play shit without getting paid. I'm like one of the few people who actually get in rotation on this station for free. It doesn't cost you money to get on, but I didn't realize how isolated and alone I was. You know what I'm saying? Even stations who I thought didn't really engage in payola really do. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't realize that. I don't know if that's good or bad, because everybody's like, yo, this is paying for you to promote it. I don't know how to really take it, and I don't even know if I'm doing the wrong thing by not playing ball. Everybody tells me every day, Blizzard, you got so many people listening, homie, you should be charging. I charge, and I ain't got that many people listening, and niggas pay. So I'm sitting here looking at myself like, damn, nigga, should I be charging niggas? You know what I'm saying? Should I be charging niggas to play shit? Because I got way more people listening than them, and they charging, and they paying them to do it. But so everybody looks at me like I'm crazy, man, because philosophically I'm against it. But at the end of the day, what do you think about that? Like, do you think that you should pay to get spend? You know, do you feel like DJs should be charging artists to get rotation in the club, or what? Because it seems like that's kind of like, if you ain't got the budget to do that, you ain't gonna make it. We all know FM radio is what they call quote-unquote radio promo is payola, legalized payola, you know what I'm saying? But what do you think about the streets, bro? Because it seems like right now with the streets, your budget ain't, if your budget don't include the money to cake the DJs, you just ain't gonna make it. So what do you think?
Yeah, the days of falling through the club and getting your record played for free, you know what I'm saying? Those days been over. Like, you know, I remember days when we used to fall through and, you know what I'm saying, chop it up with the DJ, ask the DJ what he drinking, you know what I'm saying? We buy a couple of drinks and then, you know, he listen to the music and vibe to it and you can play it. You know, you got some DJs that's going to play it off the top because they know you come in with that crack music when they know your track record. Then you got some DJs that know your track record and they still want to say, oh, well, I got to take it home and listen to it. That's that Hollywood shit. Then you got some DJs that just won't tell you they want to get paid, but they going to not play your shit, and I guess they hope you get the drip. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's crazy right now. And, yeah, that's what the industry has resulted to. That's just like, how can I put it? Toilet paper, nigga. Shit, nigga, at any given time, Charmin can raise their prices because, nigga, you got to wipe your ass. You feel what I'm saying? At any given time, nigga, the cheapest toilet paper company in the world can raise their prices, nigga. You got to wipe your ass. At any given time, Shell can raise their gas prices. You got to pump gas in your car to get where you need to go. Even if you put $5, $10 in your tank, nigga, you got to get where you're going. So the DJ's doing the same thing. These rappers, we got to make it, nigga. We got to stay popping. We got to stay relevant. We got to stay hot. So, oh, these niggas think they going to stay hot on the strength of me? Nah, nigga, these niggas gotta pay me. Nigga walking around with all this jewelry on. Nigga flexing in his song, talking about he doing this and doing that. And shooting videos. And nigga popping champagne in the bar. Shit, nigga shoot me on them too. And that's how they feel. So, you know, big shout out to the DJ.
But you know, any economist worth their salt will tell you, homie, you can only raise those prices so much to get to the point where motherfuckers can't afford it and motherfuckers start wiping their ass with leaves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay, let's get to the music, homie. Let's get to the music. All right, I got, of course, you know, we got the joint M, Bigger Ranking. We're getting ready to run that. That's the one that everybody's bumping right now. In case you're listening to K1's radio and you listen to us all the time, I know you've heard this record. I'm pretty sure you've heard it. If you're affiliated with any of the clubs, you know what I'm saying, that really got some DJs that's worth their salt. I'm pretty sure you heard this new joint with Tom G and Young Dolph Ems. We're getting ready to play that. And I also got the mixtape in here loaded up, man. The last one that you gave me, the one that you got with Bigger Ranking. What's your favorite track on that one, the new one that you just dropped?
The one with Bigger Ranking and Screams?
Yeah.
My favorite track on that. That's crazy. That's hard. My favorite track on the Bigger Ranking and Screen mixtape. It had to be. I got a track called Gamble on now. Gamble has to be like my favorite.
Gamble. We're gonna run. What number is Gamble? Because I got the CD, but then I didn't have a chance to name all the tracks. So that's real.
I don't know. I think Gamble might be number 14. I think, but if it's not, then it's either 14 or 9. I know Snakes is number 9, so Snakes is another one of my favorite too. We got Zay Zilla and Shy Glizzy on a remix from the CMG camp. Shout out to your guy in the CMG camp. But yeah, you know, we got some shit popping, man. You know, we doing it.
You talking about this one right here? Camp on your back from the start, nigga.
You never let up, nigga. That's one of my favorites, too. You can play that. That's featuring my nigga Iceberg, man, and my nigga Young Pope from off my label. You know what I'm saying? Called So Loaded.
All right, So Loaded. All right, we get ready to play some of these joints, man, off the new mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Take it straight to the hole.
Hold on. What? Yeah. some of these joints we getting ready to play over here. But first, before we even do it, man, we gotta play the M's joint. You feel me? Intro this record, homie. This is the one that is getting a real heavy push. He's getting a real heavy push. But don't go nowhere. We're coming right back. But I gotta get you to intro this M's. You know what I'm saying? And then give me a drop at the same time, if you can, sir.
Yeah, man, you live on K100 Radio right now, know what I'm saying? I know you hit me at my household in the background, my nigga. We taming kids, nigga. We cooking dinner, nigga. We hanging out, nigga. We doing what real people do, you feel me? This is a reality record. This shit is called M's, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And this shit is for anybody that's hustling day to day, trying to better themselves, trying to get it, nigga. That's getting money, but you're not satisfied where you at, nigga. Fuck thousands, nigga. We need the motherfucking M's, nigga. That's a real nigga dream, nigga, to get $1 million, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Retire your mama, nigga. Retire your family, nigga. Say we did it, nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Ems, nigga. Bigger Rank, Young Dolph, let's get it.
You know what it is. You're not rocking with the best of them. We'll be right back with the homie Tom G. We need the motherfucking Ems, bitch.
Bigger Rank in music.
jumping out the gym. I need a motherfucking hymn to show me to the hymns. I'm gonna get some hymns. I'm gonna show these niggas on gym. Stop, I'm on hymns. Hymns. Get million. Need them hymns. I need fucking hymns. Need the fucking hymns. Want them fucking hymns. Money jumping out the gym. I need a motherfucking hymn to show me to the hymns. I'm gonna get some hymns. I'm gonna show these niggas on gym. Stop, I'm on hymns. Hymns. I need them Christina Million. For that money we at your door, Jimmy John. You was table licking low, insufficient funds. We throwing money at that hole, then we need some ones. Wanna go to war, better get some guns. Money on my mind, don't feel my lungs. It feel good to be a thousandaire. I touch a couple million, then I'm out of here. I need them H-I-J-K-L-M's. Record labels know that's what I tell them. Before I let them play me like a cartoon. Fuck it, I sell my shit on iTunes. Look at them Chevy when they park, ooh. Kill him, carry on the parking lot. Ice cream paint job, heavy on the hockey dog. In the casino, betting on the back of rack. Them hoes want a nigga with them M's out. Them broke, choking on him, out. Put the on mute. If it get too loud for me, then my don't get in way of that loop. I don't fuck with clown. That look like Sandman. I don't with them M's, that's killers. Aaron Hernandez.
Get to it, get to it, get to it, get to it. Get to it, get to it, get to it.
Yeah, we live, we back. That was the M's with the homie Tom G. We live right now on K1's radio, www.chainlessentertainment.com. All right, hit us up, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. Hit us up on the phone lines. If you want to holler at Tom G, you want to ask him a couple questions before we get up out of here. We done had him on the line for about an hour, so we got to hurry up and wrap this thing up. We done got all off in some real live conversations and shit. If you want to hear the replay of this, we're going to put it over there on our website at chainlessentertainment.com. Tom G.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to hang out with me. All right, which one of these joints you want to drop next, homie? You tell me which one to play. I'm playing whatever it is Tom G want to hear. What's happening?
You can play that. You can play that, you can play that gamble for me, you know what I'm saying?
All right, that's track number nine. Is that nine? Or which one is that? 14?
I don't know. You might... Let's keep it gutter. You might just slip through it, shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know.
Hold on. All right, hold on a second. Hold on for a second. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Because, see, I got the CD, but it's the cover not in the CD that I got. So I got the CD.
Right,
I don't got the name of the damn track, so I don't know them all by heart. So, it's, I mean, that's why I told Tom G to email me the tracks. But Tom G didn't email me the tracks. say. Now we got to go here. We got to be bootleg over here on the station. Hold on, let me see real quick. Hold up. Let me see. Is this it? You tell me when to stop. That's it. It's before that. I like that shit.
Yeah,
right
show
there.
That.
That shit hard right there. What's that? Hold on. Tell me what this is. I might play that after that.
It ain't about you.
That's some shit called dick in my pants. Speaking on that child support shit and all that good shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm playing that. I'm playing 14. I'm playing 14. Hell with that. Hold on.
That if you bite the hand that feeds you, you might end up starving, nigga.
That it?
Nah, keep going.
Hold on. We gonna find it.
Right there. That's it right there.
Ah, we got it. We got it right. All right. Hey. This how it's going down on K1's radio. We keeping this shit real. Intro this motherfucker, man. Let's go ahead and run this bitch.
Yeah, this shit called Gamble, man. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, from Tampa, nigga. 813 Florida, you know what I'm saying? I did this record for my city personally. I did this record for, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that people in my city going through, you feel me? And, the world can relate to it, you feel me? You know, real situations, they touch people everywhere. So this shit called Gamble. Let's get it.
Tom G, Gamble, representing the 813, representing my home state, the Gunshine State. Shouts out to everybody that's rocking with K100 Radio, man. Hit the phone lines, man. I mean, we only got a couple minutes, but if you want to say a shout-out or whatever, do it. There's plenty of y'all listening on the internet. I don't know why y'all ain't on the phone. 347-934-0966. That's the number. 347-934-0966. Tom G. Gamble. Let go.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Tom G been in this shit, been doing this shit, nigga.
Hey, real shit, though.
Yeah. Nothing but respect, dawg.
Sometimes I don't know whether I'm going or coming, nigga. Every time you step out your motherfucking door, it's a game. When a nigga crap out, T-B-I-E-C.
Yeah, it's a gamble showing love. Don't know if that nigga friend or phony. It's a gamble toting this pistol, but I got to keep it on. This street shit a gamble. This rap shit a gamble. Yeah, you're fucking these freak hoes, stay scrapped, that's a gamble. Gene took a gamble, snake eyes on the combat. Nigga took the stand on him with testimonies and porn out shit. Thurston Quat took a gamble, wanting the finest. They fucked my dogs up when the federals came. As I'm bending corners through the streets, thinking about my young nigga OT, I realized that life a gamble. A ass whooping is something not too many niggas can handle. So that bumping shit a gamble. Nigga came back with that thigh, trying to even the odds up. Two sides to every story. That's call. I got a partner with a college degree, can't find a job. All that money just to graduate school, get out and starve. That's a gamble for you. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And dog, that's fucked up how they trying to do Rashia on the news and in the papers, just for trying to get some paper, making false ass statements. Man, you know them crackers racist. My uncle was laid off his job after 25 years. Gave him $10,000 for his blood, sweat, and tears. Motherfuckers up. Be what life about. Say they wrote me, say he just glad them crackers ain't maximum. Every time I hop on that stage, I say like hockey. I know that it's a hating ass nigga in that crowd plotting. Sliding through these other nigga cities is a gamble. Nigga try to use hoes to set you up for an example. It's a gamble. Yeah, man. This shit a gamble. Yeah, nigga hit my dog for 20 racks on a bill of pounds. Yeah, he gamble. The inside was horse feet. Call a nigga back, he ain't answer. Man, this shit a gamble. Wiping these hoes a gamble. Probation a gamble. You violate, they gon' bam you damn. This shit a gamble. Hope them things bam through. Nigga, that's a gamble. But shit, if they do, we goin' Hamilton a gamble. It's a gamble. Well, that Molly shit a gamble. We don't know what the fuck. Just saying, brother, internet. Showing our lies off for relevance. Hope you legit. Them crackers use that shit for evidence. The public schools taking a gamble with our babies. Newtown, Connecticut. Elementary school slayers. Life a gamble. My nigga over in Iraq, he taking a gamble. Chemo for cancer, that's a gamble. Cell phones with cameras. Drugs making the zombies. People eating folks like animals. Man, this whole fucking shit a gamble. So as I roll the dice, I ain't tryna gamble with my kids. I got the mold of right and show life a gamble. Yeah, 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 yeah. Life a gamble. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
K100 Radio, man. That jump right there, man, that shit was deep. We online right now, man, with the homie Tom G. Tom G, man, I fuck with that one, homie. Well, all this shit a gamble. This internet radio shit, nigga, this shit is a gamble. It might not work for me. I don't know.
Never know, my nigga. Just a roll of the dice, you feel me? Life.
It is, homie. I fuck with that record, man. We might have to, M's might have to take a little, you know, M's might have to take a little, a seat. No, not a seat, but just, you know what I'm saying? M's might have to scoot over a little bit and make room for that one right there on the rotation, homie. You know what I'm saying? But you got the other joint about the baby, the child support. But hold on, I got a call on the line. Oh, my apologies to everybody, man. My switchboard, you know what I'm saying? The switchboard time went out on us because I was over here chopping it up with homie for so long. But if you really want to talk to Tom G, and he's still here, and before we go and play one more song, you can call me at our other phone line, 678-619-1362. That's 678-619-1362. But I do have somebody else that was on the phone line before the switchboard turned off. I'm going to make sure they get a chance to holler at you. 770-629. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up? Who's this?
What up, Blizzard? It's your boy, IMJ Harris. You already know I'm checking in.
What's going on, homie? Jay Harris in the building. Check Jay Harris out. His mix show goes down. Dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Every Saturday at 8 p.m., he just did an all ATL record pool joint. You been checking us out? Riding with us, Jay Harris, with the homie Tom G?
Nah, I checked in. I heard the last song that just came on. That shit go hard. That's
oh, yeah,
real shit.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, go ahead.
I want to hear that song that you keep saying you're going to play, the one that caught your ear.
Oh, yeah, number 14. He said that shit about child support. Anytime a nigga talking some real shit about child support, boy.
Yeah,
I'm playing.
I got to hear that one right there, man.
That's right, Tom G. That's what it's about, right? Child support.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yo, Tom G, man, what up with you, man?
I just been cooling, my nigga, you know, just grinding, you know what I'm saying? Full speed ahead, you already know.
Keep doing your thing, man. Put something in my email so I can put it on my show.
Yeah, ASAP, won't do that tonight, you see me?
Alrighty, put me on K100@gmail.com.
Believe that, believe that.
All right, so stand by, Jay Harris. Appreciate the homie for calling into the station. Again, my bad. If y'all was trying to call to the station now at 10 o'clock, that switchboard line is dead. So you can call us up here directly to the station, 678-619-1362. That's 678-619-1362. You hit us right there on that line, and you can hit us right here directly at the station. Well, get ready to drop this other joint. But I wanted to also mention I got another piece of material over here from Tom G., Tom G and DJ Wynn, all right? 106 and Tom. Tell us about that real quick. The mix DVD. I forgot. I can't bring that up. Go ahead.
Yeah, that mix DVD featuring, actually, it's hosted by DJ Wynn. Shout out to DJ Wynn. That's one of the most, you know what I'm saying, hardest working independent DJs down here in Florida that look out for independent artists and shit. My nigga, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of project. It's basically like... it ain't your average DVD that you look at. It's actually like, you know what I'm saying? I got interviews on there. It got all my videos on there. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually like you're looking at a motion picture mixtape. You get what I'm saying?
Uh huh. It sounds like it's a mix between like a documentary of you and a mixed DVD, kind of like.
Right.
Sounds like.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. I'm gonna sit down when I got some downtime. I'm gonna check it out. I had it, but I still haven't had. I'm just been so busy. I haven't had time to sit down and watch it. But I got it sitting right here, so I don't forget. I got it sitting right here up on my desk over here in the studio. So I was I told myself, I said, I'm gonna get a chance. I'm gonna check it out because again, that's just something that not too many artists have. That just shows your grind. Like cats, it's easy to make a little mixtape. You can throw a mixtape together for under a stack, easy. And get it hosted by some nigga that ain't going to do them and come over there and say, yeah, and throw an echo on a nigga and throw an explosion on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And call it a mixtape and throw it on the stiff. That's easy. Making a mixed DVD, that's not so easy. Getting DJ Wynn to do it, that's not so easy. So I'm definitely going to take my time and check this joint out. I got one more joint I'm going to play, man. You tell me the name of this joint. I'm trying to play the real shit. But I like that last record. That last one going in rotation. I'm going to tell you that now. So, you know, go ahead and get ready to retweet that gamble. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see that coming across your Twitter. So go ahead and click that retweet for your dog. But track number 14, the one, what's the name of it again?
The one you say you liked it.
Yeah, the one that's about the child support. Yeah.
That shit is called Dick in My Pants. I wrote that shit like in 2010, dog. But I ain't never released it. You know what I'm saying? And, I actually lost the record, but we found the beat. It's produced by my big brother Bolo from out of ATL. You know what I'm saying? We are no producer. He actually from out of Tampa, but he's based in ATL right now.
Yeah, we know Bolo.
Shit called Dick in My Pants. It's a real record, my dude.
Probably should have kept it in there. It's probably what's going to be the theme of it, I'm assuming. K100 Radio, we've been chopping it up with Tom G, man. We're going to play this last record, and we're going to come back and let the homie roll, because he's been online with us for exactly an hour now. You know what I'm saying? I hear the family. I know he got to get back and go do his thing. Well, we started a little late because Chill Wheels show started a little late, which that was kind of on me, so whatever. But you're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is Tom G, another song off the Tom G Scroll Music Volume 9, hosted by Bigger Rankin and DJ Scream. Make sure you go get that. All right? Go cop that. Hit him up on Twitter, twitter.com/TommyGunz, TommyGunz 813. TommyGunz 813, TommyGunz 813. TommyGunz 813. Hit him up. All right? Instagram at TOMG_8, 13. TOMG_8, 13. TOMG_813, spelled 8, 13. This is track 14 off that right here called Dick in My Pants, produced by Bolo. Bolo. You're not rocking with the best of them. We'll be right back to let the homie go. K100 Radio, hop off.
Taking it straight to the hoes. Finna dunk in you niggas' face.
Yeah. You know the child suffer, man, when you gotta go through all this bullshit, baby mama drama and shit, right? It ain't about you. Jealous ass, it's about these motherfucking kids, right? Real nigga shit. I think I should have kept my dick in my pants. I think I should have kept my dick in my pants. Down in it up. I think I should have kept my dick in my pants. I think I should have kept my dick in my pants. Should have kept my dick in my pants. Should have kept my dick in my pants. I think I should have kept my dick in my pants. I think I should have kept my dick in my pants.
I think my dick being used against me. Alcoholic hoe. Make you mad, now you threaten me with child support. This bitch trying to control me. She know I hate it, so she threatened to call the police. I never hit to get the bitch against your word. My daddy told me why she's swimming this cold world. But she messed up, they gon' run it, not luck on me. She throwing hits and shit, that she gon' fuck on me. Trust me to one of my niggas, cause she know that it hurt me. Tell me I'm worthless and broke, and do it all on purpose. A good nigga do for my kids, I don't deserve it. I wanna knock her ass out, leave me worth it. Shit. I'm on the edge, bitch, make me wanna split her. But I put up with her, don't want my dick, she got no nigga. And she know that she, and use it all to her advantage. But don't kill me, only make me stronger, I'm a man. Yeah. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Down in it out. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Should've kept my dick in my pants. Should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Miss Tanya told me to put myself on child support, so she can't hang that shit over my head. And try to play with my bread. I ain't worried about it, that mama I got receipts. Told me the judge ain't gonna do nothing but laugh at me. Send me their gifts like my money ain't shit. Guess that's what a nigga get. But thank you with my dick. My decision she make, reflect on me. Bunch of fuck ass shit, that's all it's gonna be. Telling me what I can and can't do with my jet. But they guess as much mine as yours, and that's some shit. Boy, you miss a payment, your pockets gon' suspend a nigga license. Playing these motherfuckers fight games, shit. And everybody can do better as a parent. But ain't no motherfucking deadbeat dad. They need something that your daddy come through. This shit about these kids, it ain't about me and you. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Down in it out. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Should've kept my dick in my pants. Should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I can't believe the system is hard as I try. All it takes is for her to go downtown and lie. I guess my best ain't enough, but do you
really care. That is good daddies out here, that's treated unfair. How would you like it if I put no crackers in your bill? Even though you were supportive from the first beginning, maybe then you'll see that shit ain't right. I wrote this for my niggas going through that same fight. It ain't right. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Now hear me though. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Should've kept my dick in my pants. Should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. I think I should've kept my dick in my pants. Now hear me though.
You're smack dab of the hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Oh man, I don't even know now. I don't even know about now. Now I got to make a decision. I know because Tom G causing havoc. I'm trying to clean the station up. I'm trying to do all radio mixes over here now, so we can get some of this corporate over here and everything. I want to go clean, but I know I can't even. I don't even want to clean it up. Like I literally, nigga. Sometimes I, you know, every motherfucker man out there who got a fucked up baby mama or just got crazy issues with that kind of shit understands and has thought at some point in time, nigga, I should have just kept my dick in my pants. That's just for real. I don't even know, man. I don't know. I'm. You know what? I don't know if I'm put that one in rotation, but that's just gonna be a record I keep in my play bin from when I'm just live and I just want to play some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting that other one. Yeah. I'm putting Gamble in rotation. I'm telling you. But that other one, this right here. I'm gonna keep this, and I got a little play bin over here that when I'm live and I do my live shows and everything, I just want to play some shit that don't get played a lot. That's gonna be one of my theme songs, right there. I didn't even be a lot of you niggas theme songs. Tom G, thanks for hanging out with K1's Radio, homie. We really appreciate it over here once again. So tell the people any pertinent information that you want them to know before we get ready to get up out of here, homie.
You listening to one of the niggas that's going to be one of the greatest artists in the world right now. That's all I want to tell everybody, my nigga. I appreciate y'all having me, you feel me? K-1 on the radio, I appreciate you. We've been vibing, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no Hollywood shit over here, nigga. We independent artists. We working over here. We getting it in. Understand that? Team Fetty Inc. I got a new clothing line I just started called Oddball Urban Apparel. It's by the name AUDDBAWL. Urban Apparel, you know what I'm saying? Look at, check my clothes out online, AUDDBAWL.com, oddball.com. Fuck with it, my baby.
That's what's up, man. Again, appreciate everybody who tuned in to K1's Radio in this interview. We'll post it up on the website, because this was a really great interview, I think. Think of it really well. So it's probably one of the realest interviews we've done around here in a long time. We talked about some real shit. We didn't discuss no shit. We discussed some pretty relevant shit. Some of you motherfuckers need to go back and listen to this one. You know what I'm saying? So we'll post this on the website. Shout out to the homie Tom G. Hit him up on Twitter, Instagram. Fuck with us, K100 Radio, K100_Radio. Go visit the website, chainlessentertainment.com, and tune in to K100 Radio more than just now, okay? We play music, homie. We drop new shit. We drop new music all the time. We live 24/7. Hip-hop, R&B, you know what I'm saying? Dope shit that you never get a chance to hear anywhere else. A lot of these artists, a lot of shit that we play, you don't really hear other places because, you know, maybe they don't have the budget for that, but they dope. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to break hot music over here. The new music from the big guys that you don't hear a lot and other hot independent artists. Tune in to K100 Radio. You won't be sorry. If you tune in at 12 o'clock and you heard something like, tune back in at 4. You know what? Tune back in. Damn it, we play. This is 24 hours over here a day. Fuck with us. The long way. All right? New B.O.B. I fuck with this shit with Wiz Khalifa, high as hell. I'm going to go ahead and drop that in some more shit. I'm in the studio. Everything you're going to hear in the next foreseeable future, right? It's going to be hot. I'm sitting here personally picking the shit. All right? I'm giving the auto DJ the night off. Tom G, appreciate it, homie.
My nigga.
Let's go. You're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I woke up in the morning. I woke up in the morning.